This is The Off Season, a How I Met Your Mother, Leverage, Stargate Atlantis, crossover fic, written by Tyreen and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG and was written for Porn Gifts 2010. In the summer of 2010, my gate team was disassembled for a while because of two successive and unrelated incidents. Your Uncle Barney was force-fed cursed soup by the angry inhabitants of XGR-598. The curse, as we pretty much suspected, turned out to be a very nasty cocktail of ancient biological warfare agents. And your Uncle Marshall got a bleed a ball to the head during the final rounds of the Atlantis playoffs. Since Bleedaball was a game we learned from the Athosians, who were generally much tougher than we were, and had the game rules to show for it, the head injury wasn't anything to laugh at. The original plan was for the rest of us to spend the time resting, going over some new procedures, and joining your Uncle Barney at yet another sensitivity seminar. But it became clear pretty quickly that spending time on Atlantis and bonding with our fellow inhabitants wasn't doing any of us much good. Your Aunt Lily was terrorizing the infirmary staff, and your Aunt Robin was starting to practice hiding knives in her hair. As for me, I almost got married to Dr. Keller, but that's a story for another time when your mother isn't likely to overhear and start laughing at me again. In the end, it was decided that we'd get two temporary members, both brand new arrivals from Earth. A Marine named Parker, who I never believe passed the physicals if I hadn't seen her paperwork, and an engineer named Hardison, who just happened to be the same guy who'd laid your Uncle Marshall out and won his team whatever ancient gadget they'd been using as a prize. Now, I have to admit, this wasn't the first time we'd been assigned temporary members. Usually, while your Uncle Barney was imprisoned on other planets, on trial on other planets, being pelted with rotten fruit of the town square on other planets, or attending another sensitivity seminar. We'd had Marines, and we'd had scientists, and once we had a supposed refugee from RDS-462 who turned out to be a mad priest and tried to sacrifice your Aunt Lily to the ancients. All of them, including the fake refugee guy, tended to find our team a little weird. Parker and Hardison didn't find us weird. That really should have been the first sign that something was very wrong. The second sign should have been when both Marshall and Barney's blood work came back with results that meant they'd be spending another 2 weeks in the infirmary. Ordinarily, that would have made us think twice, especially since Marshall's injury didn't have anything to do with his blood work. But it was Atlantis. Things like that were always happening on Atlantis. We were just glad they didn't catch any nanobots. Shepard was looking nonplussed. "So let me get this straight," he said. "You lost your two new teammates inside Atlantis."
"We didn't lose them," Captain Aldrin objected. "They rappelled off the North Tower and disappeared."
"Right, sorry. They ran away from home during an emergency shutdown."
"So how did they end up at the infirmary? And why?"
Captain Aldrin didn't look sheepish often. Robin was torn between standing up straighter and presenting a united front, and between snapping a picture to show Barney later.
"We don't know, sir, but apparently Parker dropped from the ceiling and knocked the attendant out."
"With sedatives from the infirmary's own supplies, but she was probably right not to mention that part just now." Right.
Robin was glad she'd gone with United Front. He really had no call to look like his team didn't have weirder things happen to them at least once a week. And then she threatened Stinson with a fork, Captain Aldrin said, eyes front. A plastic fork from the cafeteria, sir.
For what, exactly?
We don't know, Robin said, because Aldrin was starting to look hunted, and then added, but she's met him before, sir.
Oh, Shepard sighed.
Good point.
I really don't see how this is our fault, Ted said. Robin turned to glare at him, catching Aldrin doing the same thing from the corner of her eye. Just because his superior wasn't in the room didn't mean he should taunt the military commander. Not when there were others present who could very easily find themselves assigned to a surprise workout with Taylor Imogen. Ted was wearing his "I'm the only reasonable person here" look. Robin hated that look just a little less than she hated his "You just don't understand art, science, or the higher things in life" look.
This really wasn't going to go well. They were going to end up with surprise workout sessions with Dex.
Canada, Robin reminded herself firmly, and a much better track record on human rights than some. She was safe.
Probably.
It wasn't us who let a fake Marine and a fake scientist go on the Daedalus or into Atlantis, Ted was saying. How does that even happen? Shepard was scowling.
Actually, you know all those irrecoverably gone records? McKay tells me that whoever did that was definitely using Stinson's passwords.
Robin almost wondered what Barney had done to Parker. Except, well, it was Barney.
Two people gone who were never supposed to be here. Shepard tapped his desk. Some ancient thingamajigs gone that almost made McKay start crying. We don't even know how the hell they got off planet.
Robin managed to stop herself before she asked the obvious, but of course Ted had to volunteer.
Did you check the Daedalus before it left?
Shepard gave him a long, withering glare. It was 2 long months before they found out that whoever had searched the Daedalus didn't bother to check the ceiling panels, probably because they were supposed to be non-removable, or to make sure the passenger lists hadn't been tampered with after takeoff, probably because the database was supposed to be hack-proof. All in all, Robin figured, it was really one of their least disastrous summers. The end. Author's notes. I realize that when conning one's way to another galaxy on the U.S. military's bill, one isn't that likely to use one's own name or Parker's. 300 to 1,000 words is very little to put even more confusion into, though.